Blog Talk Radio. Out on the Limb with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV, your one stop for leading a happy, healthy, and successful life, celebrating life and illuminating mind, heart, body, and soul.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Dr. Nicola Bird. I am a psychotherapist and the founder of Self-Imaging Therapy. Thank you for being here with me today at Out on the Limb. We're here to celebrate life and to illuminate the mind, the heart, the body, and the show. And the body and the soul, and I'm already ahead of myself about to say that we have an amazing show, because we do. The theme of today's show is Going After Our Dreams, featuring my very special guest, Sylvia Jade. Sylvia is a successful 22-year-old YouTuber with nearly 180,000 subscribers and nearly 70 million views. So she's done amazingly well, and it's exciting to have her here. Sylvia is also a marketer and a student. Sylvia uses YouTube as her outlet for fashion and beauty and has turned it into a full-time job while also working at a creative agency. And on the side, she does marketing consulting for brands, all the while still going to school. So we have quite the lady here, and Sylvia is here today to share her strategies for successful entrepreneurship. Sylvia, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a real joy. You're certainly most accomplished, Sylvia. You're a successful YouTuber. You're a marketing manager for a media company. You're in school part-time, working for your bachelor, and you're doing business marketing and management. So, you know, it is said that motivation is the key to success. Clearly, you are a motivated lady. What drives you towards attaining your achievements?
I think what motivates me the most is wanting to do what's best for myself, and having your own goals that don't necessarily have to comply with anyone else's values and morals. It's about yourself and knowing yourself. I think what really drove me the most, that moment where I realized, like, you know, I know what I want, is when I realized, you know, the goals that I want to achieve and the values that I want to achieve in life. I think that's when I really picked it up and went for it.
So how did you get to knowing what your goals and values were? I mean, a lot of people have a real journey in trying to discover, like, what's my goal? What's my purpose? I don't know if you had an aha moment, like, whoa, or something. You experienced something, or something led you there. Like, what kind of got you to the point where you kind of got to know, this is my value, this is my goal? Was it a journey? Was it an aha moment?
I definitely think it was more of a journey than an aha kind of moment. You know, when you go through so many different kind of difficulties and struggles in your life, I think that's when you are able to kind of crawl out of it, and then you have that moment of, like, you know what, like, there are values that I have, and focus, and being able to focus on yourself. For me personally, I was so lost when I was, you know, in my first or second year of college, and I had, like, a long-term boyfriend at the time, and then realizing that I was, you know, so much of my life was consumed about, like, being accepted by his friends and his family, and I didn't focus so much on myself. And I think it was that moment where I realized that, like, I was no longer happy with myself being with him, and being able to finally let that go and realizing, you know what, like, these are the things that I want for myself, and having to think for myself instead of thinking to please other people. So I think it's a matter of, like, it's a journey to, like, find what is really holding you back and try to cancel the noise so that you can think about what you really want rather than trying to please everyone else in your life.
I guess that's an important point, that especially certainly for young women, that pleasing and accommodating other people, and that we're looking for approval from everything around us rather than something inside. And I applaud you for getting to that point where you were able to step back and say, and I know this is a journey that everyone needs to take in terms of kind of reaching your potential or achieving the goals you want, is that you do have to be able to step back from all the things around and say, here, I am in this. When you stop pleasing, but what happens is when we change or make those adjustments, we can get a backlash, or people can resist the idea, and it's a bit difficult making that transition. So when you decided, okay, I'm moving from pleasing to I'm going to own my own life, and I'm going to make my decisions and find my own voice and listen to myself and hear myself. And I think that's what people are afraid of. What was the result for you? Because that's what holds people back from making. They were too afraid to make these decisions because we're afraid of the fallout. You were brave. You were courageous. You moved forward. How did you get through those challenges?
Like, it definitely is a scary thing. I'm not going to lie. It's really, really scary, especially being, like, you know, in your 20s and really just starting to get into your own life and make a new path for yourself. It was definitely a scary thing. I was so scared. And I think for about half a year, like 6 months, I was at a point in my life where I felt, like, very unhappy and I didn't know what I was doing with my life. I felt, I would say, like, you know, symptoms of depression, just very unhappy. And I think what you have to realize is that everyone needs to go through that period to kind of refresh themselves in a way and find what does make them happy. So to other people, I would say don't be scared of what's to come. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It is going to be hard and it can be really difficult and scary, but do realize that it only makes you stronger in the end. Like, you come out much more independent and you know what you want. So yeah, that's why you should always follow your heart, but don't be scared to be your own person.
Well, I love your message, by the way. It's so important and it's so needed. And I'd love you to talk a little bit more about when you say that you went through that kind of that phase of depression, because so many depression is something that many people experience and people have challenges with. How were you able to? So you found your own. How were you able to, like, make that switch? I mean, and come out? Like, what process did you take in that dark time?
Yeah, so for me, like, I'm obviously not a doctor of any sort, but I've had...
Oh, no, but to your
family,
real life, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've had, like, family that have gone through depression. I've seen the real effects of it, and it's just something that people don't really understand until you have someone close to you go through it or go through it yourself. But for me, I believe that as much as you learn and hear all these things around people around you, it's all within, like, realizing within yourself. Only then are you able to push yourself out of that situation. And I think that when it comes to being in a depressive state or some sort of state where you just feel trapped, you have to look within yourself to find that, like, snapping point where you're like, hey, listen, I've realized, like, you know, what I have gone through, and at this point is when I am going to take the initiative myself to turn a new leaf and move forward beyond that, because can't live in this slumming state for forever. And for some people, it takes longer than others. It's dependent on the person. But like I said, I think that hearing too many people's opinions sometimes when you're in that state is not helpful. You know, having the moment to yourself and reflecting on what has been said to you, and reflecting on also what your own thoughts are, kind of push you towards that moment of flipping the new leaf. So again, trying to cancel out the noise when you know the noise is just too much.
I love what you're saying, by the way. It's so important what you say, and because, of course, my whole work is about starting within yourself, and it's so important that we connect with what's going on inside of us and finding our truth and hearing ourselves and listening to ourselves. So I love your message. And I love your strategy, because I think it's so important for young women to hear this, and people overall, no matter what age, to hear this, that take that time to be with yourself and to be able to separate your own voice from what you're hearing outside and finding that who you are in that. And and you know, I applaud you for having that insight and having that knowledge and being able to brave enough. When you did that, like, how did you then get to these aspects of your career? What gave you, like, okay, I'm now, is this how you then started becoming a YouTuber? Like, how did you transition from that, those moments of finding your voice, into success?
Right. So before all of this, I've been doing YouTube for like 5 or 6 years now. So it's been quite a while. And I think that when I went through that, like, state of, like, you know, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, you could kind of see it in my work and you could see it on my YouTube page. And, like, a lot of people notice, like, hey, Sylvia, like, you're not being yourself, or, like, I feel like your videos are just ingenuine. And I think that's what also helped me push towards it. I'm like, I'm not even happy with the own work that I put out. So, like, why am I putting out work that I'm not happy with? It's just, it's pointless. honest, right? Like, I want to be passionate about my work, and I want to believe in my work and put out my message and have people realize, like, I am genuine. So I think that was one of the points where I was like, okay, you know what? Like, if people are even noticing that I'm not even happy in my videos, then there's something wrong there that I have to fix.
Mm.
And then going forward from that, I think I just kind of propelled myself into, like, throwing myself into doing, like, all these different things. So, like, I applied to, like, a bunch of different internships and jobs and all these other opportunities, and it just throwing – it's all, I know people don't want to, you know, throw themselves into their work, but I think sometimes you need that jump start to really just throw yourself out there so that you can then find the right path for you. Because what are you going to do if you just sit there and don't do anything? So I do feel like sometimes it's uncomfortable, but people do need to throw themselves out there sometimes just to find out what's out there for you.
And so when you went and just took that, I mean, you talk about several things that I really find fascinating, and then I'm trying to choose which one I really want to jump on right now. I think that when you're talking about that mirror, I think that maybe that's what we'll focus on. I think because that's really important, because you're talking about, you're putting yourself out there, you're going through this difficult time, you're actually out there for people to actually see and witness you. And so there's an element, which I think is really incredible, because it's our tendency as human beings to want to hide and to protect and to retreat. And yet, in that time, you're actually still out in the world, still exposing yourself, and as a result, you're getting like a response back or a feedback from the world that gave you something to look at yourself. And I guess what I'm in that question, how were you, because you talked about finding your own voice and hearing all of these voices and like who you are. Like, how do we, with all the messages that are coming, like you're getting some from your tribe, you know, your viewers, they're giving your message, other people are getting your message, and then you still have to find your own voice. And in all of that, did you be able to say, this is my voice versus others' voices, like, or what do I need to take and what do I need to leave behind? Because I think that's what becomes confusing when we're trying to find ourselves. What's real, what's not real, what do I believe, what should I go with, what's real, who's, should I, you know, it's difficult. How do you know, like, to say, okay, when your listeners were, your viewers rather were, you know, showing you that part versus other people's voice, how were you able to differentiate or separate what was, you know, helpful or not helpful?
I actually, like, talked about this recently on one of my videos on my channel about, I guess, dealing with, like, in a sense, like, haters or people that that will say things to you, because being on the internet, that's a huge thing, that people say things to you without a filter, and it's funny because these people will say things online, but they would never really say these things to your face. So it's just kind of like the world that you live in when you're on the internet and whatnot. But what I told people and what I suggested to my viewers is that you have to only value the opinions of those that you respect. And you have to kind of channel out, you know, who do you respect and who do you not respect? And know that within yourself. Like, does this person's opinion, like, mean something to me? Are they looking out for the best of my intentions? If they seem genuinely like they're caring for what I'm going through, then yes, then I will take into what account what they have to say. However, if this person is, you know, sounding a little bit more malicious and not really sounding like they are looking out for my best interest, then perhaps I would just ignore that, whether it be like blocking or like deleting the comment or just ignoring it in general. And then you really have to focus on like the people that you do respect. So people around you, like you respect your parents' opinions, you respect your friends' opinions. So as much as everyone is always going to have an opinion for you, no matter what, people love to have opinions. But it's a matter of like only listening to those who you respect and value their opinions.
Thank you for sharing that, because I think that it's deciphering that, because, you know, we can get really caught up in the world around us because in trying to find ourselves as well, and not to be and to you know, get a lot of our meaning from ourselves, from what other people think. And I love your message that it's really important that you build your own sense of worth up from within rather than from, you know, defining yourself based on what other people think. So now that we've talked a little bit about, quite a bit and generously about that whole journey to yourself, which I so appreciate and I think is just fantastic, tell us a little bit more about your channel and that whole journey to, you know, why did you choose to, you know, get into, become a YouTube, a YouTuber, and set up a channel, and how does this really impact your life?
Yeah, for sure. So, I don't know, for me, my YouTube channel mainly at this point is something that I just use to, you know, have my, I guess, own creative release. And I think that in life, everyone needs to have a good balance of things that make you happy, and just like fun things that make you happy and help you release your creativity and release like what you want to release, whether it be, you know, doing a sport or doing dance or doing videos on YouTube is what I chose. And then also, you know, having the other balance of, okay, there's like structure and work in your life. So I think for me, having that YouTube, initially it was just for fun and something that I wanted to try out, and I admired that community a lot, but now I use it a lot to have that sense of, okay, this is what I own, this is me, I can do whatever I want here, I can put whatever I want to put out, and having the sense of like ownership and entitlement in your own work, I think is what is the most rewarding, and being able to have that balance of something that you do have ownership of and that does feel rewarding to you versus something that is more structured where, you know, there are, let's say, people challenging you and whatnot. So I think it's good to have that good balance, and that's what it's working as right now. And it's pretty crazy to see, to have these viewers and followers follow me throughout my whole journey of the past 5 or 6 years. It's been crazy to see how much I've grown, and they have really appreciated going on that journey with me. So yeah, right now it's almost like a document of my life and what I want to, what makes me feel like I'm achieving things, is what it's playing as right now.
Well, that's really fascinating. I mean, there's so much of, you know, things have really, we've gone from a very closed society, that's how, to now we have so much more, you know, transparency, and that whole journey of, you know, expression and exposure. How, and because I find that interesting, because of course, you know, in my work and what I see is that, you know, we do, as human beings, we tend to want to overprotect ourselves, and some of what we call safety is hiding out from the world and not letting the world see our challenges, and yet the whole world was witness to your own journey. And how did you feel about that? Because did it help you confront your own fears? Did it help you confront your own insecurities? Does it help?
Yes.
How do you feel about, like, the fact that you're out there, like, so all your vulnerabilities are basically people can see you and witness you. How does that impact your life? How does that strengthen you? Does that scare you? What's that journey of transparency like?
Yeah, I think honestly the transparent life is one of the best things that has ever really like happened to me. And it wasn't until maybe like 2 years ago that I really started being really, really transparent with what was going on in my life. Because prior to then, I put out a lot of the happy moments. Of course, it's the moments that you want people to see, right? But then in the past 2 years, I've been putting out, you know, even my bad moments. And I think what people don't realize is that they're so scared to put out their good and their bad, that they don't realize that there are so many people out there that are going through the same thing as you, and they can provide so much support. And I think people are more scared of people judging them and saying mean things towards them, but not realizing that, well. So when I first revealed, I guess, the anxiety struggles that I went through, and I said that on my YouTube channel, I was expecting, you know, a lot of backlash and a lot of people not understanding. But to my surprise, I had so many, I would say like the majority of people say to me that they've gone through similar things, or that they do have anxiety themselves, or like that they're looking for someone to give them advice on these things because they've felt this way and with no one to talk to. So I was absolutely like, the most shocking thing to me was that so many people could relate to me and so many people felt that connection with me, and I was expecting the complete opposite. So I think what people should realize is that they shouldn't be afraid to talk about what they you know, the bads that they've gone through, because most likely than not, people can relate and they actually find you more relatable at that point. And you'll also be able to get that support from all those people as well that you may or may not be getting at the moment.
I mean, and again, I think that message is so important and powerful, because it's true, we're more alike than we are different. And the one common thing that every human being goes through is the same emotions. So even when we think, and that's ironic, what we think makes us different is actually what makes us the very same, and that most people aren't realizing that this is just part of the journey of being human, that we all have fears, we all have insecurities, we all feel not good enough, we all have self-doubts and have those dark nights of the soul or the dark days of the soul. And the knowledge but so much shame comes with those feelings, and the fact that it's that there is a forum and a platform to be able to, you know, put that this is revealed, and it helps to remove the shame from what it is to be human. And I think that's one of the most amazing and powerful things about your platform, and that I applaud and I admire, because it's just so different. I mean, the world has certainly changed in that way. Before, everybody just had to put on their face and put on their mask, and now there is that opportunity and that availability to say, here I am and I'm human, and there's no shame in being human. So I think that this platform has created this and allowed this is very powerful. And the great thing, amazing thing, of course, is that you've achieved so much in such a short space of time, Sylvia, through the challenges. So you have your channel, you're working at how do you balance all of these things? I think you must have
guess
Sylvia,
that.
How do you do it all?
Yeah, no, I get that question, like, every single day of my life. But I think it's just a matter of, like, self-discipline. And I know it sounds so cheesy for me to say that, you know, it's a matter of just self-discipline and time management, but it truly is that simple. Like, it's up to you what you do with your life. And like a lot of people say, you have the same hours in the day as Beyonce, right? So it's up to you what you want to do with your day and how you manage your time and how you prioritize things. It's completely up to your own person. I think people make excuses for themselves when they aren't able to achieve something, but really you're only trying to justify something to yourself. So it works the same way around. Like, you are the one that holds your time. You have 24 hours in a day. That's up to you how you spend it, right? It's not anyone else's decision but your own.
Well, you bring it back to that, starting with yourself and ending with yourself and then coming back to yourself, which I think that it's so important, a message, and it's very powerful. And it's certainly one that really creates enormous opportunity, and certainly you represent this, because you're not just saying it, you're living it, you're walking your talk, which is even more powerful than anything else. We're kind of closing in very shortly. I've had the best time here with you, and you've offered so many insights. Sylvia, what is the takeaway that you'd like to give the listeners, that you'd like to leave them with to empower their lives and
I think
to achieve their own dreams,
For me, it's to, you know, like we mentioned throughout this whole talk, it's like finding it within yourself and leading your own life, and don't let anyone tell you you can or cannot do otherwise. I've been in that situation where I've had so many people tell me that doing YouTube is not a career, it's not for you, you're not going to make it. But, you know, look at me now, I can sustain myself, I'm doing what I want to do, I'm living the lifestyle I want to live, and I'm totally happy with what I'm doing. So I don't think that you should let anyone, you know, tell you you can or cannot do something. That's completely up to you, what you can and cannot achieve. That's your own life to live. So I think to, you know, find it within themselves to take control of your own life and be more independent and have yourself grow as a person, especially if you're someone in your 20s. I think in your 20s is like the prime time to really focus on yourself more than anything. That's when you're building yourself. And to really also find the balance between work and play, because if you play too much, you may not get the goals that you want to, but if you work too hard, you may not be happy. So you really got to find that balance, and it will be a struggle to find that balance. It's not an easy feat, and you will go through trials and tribulations to find that balance. However, once you find it, you're kind of able to teeter the line for a pretty good time, and there might be things that push you over, but you're always going to get back up. And as long as you know what your priorities and values are, no one can tell you otherwise. You just got to know your worth as a person.
Well, Sylvia, you have, I mean, I again, thank you so much for being here. What you have offered the listeners, your insights is just amazing. And so for the listeners out there, please, you can find, I mean, obviously, Sylvia has a lot of wisdom, a lot to offer, and many insights. But she's really exciting and amazingly fun, and her videos are just wonderful to watch. You can find her on YouTube at Beauty Cakes, and that's Cakes with a Z, C-A-K-E-Z, yes. And she's on Facebook at Beauty Cakes as well. And she has she offers a lot of insights into fashion and beauty and a lot of fun and a lot of excitement in her work. And so check her out. And you can find more about Sylvia in the links below. Sylvia, thank you so much for being here. It's been a joy, a pleasure, and just keep being amazing.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a nice day.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Sylvia.
Bye.
Well, what a lovely message Sylvia has left us with. And coming right back to starting with yourself, taking care of yourself, and really owning your own truth. And that's really a strong message. And Sylvia has demonstrated to us that we move through challenges. It opens us up to opportunities. And at a mere 22, she's been able to accomplish so many amazing things by being able to sift through and shift through negative tapes, negative messages, and to listen to her own voice and find her own truth. And so I invite you listeners out there for the next week to just spend 5 minutes, take some time, just listen to your own voice, find your own truth, take that moment to decipher who am I, what's my voice, what's my truth, and own it and claim it, and to be always to find the value in who you are, and it's a beautiful thing. This is Dr. Nicola Bird. To get more insights into how you too can lead your best life possible, go to my website, nicolabird.com, join my mailing list, and always remember that sometimes you do have to go out on the limb to achieve the happy, healthy, and successful life that you so very much deserve. Thank you for tuning in. Spread the joy and share out on the limb with all your network and your friends and family. I'm Dr. Nicola Bird. See you right here tomorrow for another insightful and entertaining segment of Out on the Limb.
You're tuned into Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV. Tune in Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific.